Time to visit John and Teresa of Rural Solutions here in downtown Madison during the Rural Solutions Technology Update Show. And Teresa's back in the studio with us, and John's out and about, and we have a guest here, Teresa.
Well, he's not really a guest. He's been on here before. I got Joe Weeding with
today. That's right. Not a guest. Joe fixed my phone last time he was in here. That's why I appreciate that, Joe.
No problem.
Yeah, Joe's kind of our phone expert, so.
Yeah, and I had somebody ask me, I need my phone cracked, the screen cracked. Where do I take it? And I said, where? Take it to Joe.
That's right.
How do you fix cracked screens?
Depends on the model. They are all really different. Sometimes they're screwed in. Sometimes they're glued in. It really depends on the phone. And depending on the phone, it's a lot more difficult on some. And it's a lot easier on others.
Okay. Yeah, you just have to, of course, order a new screen and and you just replace it.
Yep. Okay. And again, depending on the model, prices differ. You can have an Apple, which Apple's actually fairly cheap, and then you can have some Android phones where it's honestly cheaper to get a new phone versus replacing the screen. So, and I tell you that when you come in that sometimes it's just not worth it.
Okay. I know someone found a phone laying on the street here in Madison, and it looked like a car maybe ran over it. But amazingly enough, Maynard got it up and running.
Did he?
But the thing was just smashed.
Oh, boy.
You know, the screen and everything. And
I've had people bring in phones where the phone's at a 90-degree angle and were able to repair it. So you'd be surprised on some of these things phones can come back from.
Yeah. So if you got a phone problem, Joe at Rural Solutions can fix it.
That's right.
iPads too?
Yes. iPads, phones, computers. Andre also does a lot more. He does mechanical stuff also. So pretty much anything you can think of, we can fix it.
How does a computer screen get cracked?
Well, you can set it on.
Get mad at it and throw something at it?
You can do that. You can set it on your bed and then roll over and it falls off.
Oh, your laptop. Okay.
Your laptop. Yeah.
I have a lot of college friends. They'll put their laptop in their backpack and they'll set their backpack on the ground pretty aggressively. And that can hit the corner of the laptop screen and can just shatter the screen. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. Good.
Toddlers are pretty hard on computers.
Are they?
Yes. Yes. You also can't forget it when you set it on like the back of your pickup to open the door and then forget it there.
John's done that?
No. We've had somebody, though. They brought a computer in. They were bringing it in for repair, and then they forgot that it wasn't actually in their car when they drove away, and they drove over it.
Oh.
So then we really couldn't repair it. But that's not what we came to talk about today. We have a new adware that came to our attention this morning. Somebody brought their computer in and said that they had downloaded this thing. They had talked to these people and downloaded this thing, and they weren't sure if it was a good thing or not. And, you know, right away we suspected it wasn't, but Joe did a little research, and this company is called Reimage Repair, and immediately found out that this is not a reputable company.
Yep. First of all, what is adware? What is adware?
Well, that's, let's say you find a program that you want to download. It's a free program, or you're Googling for something and you want to download a free game or something like that. Well, they don't always tell you what comes with it when you're downloading that. And it's, you know, you don't really get anything for free.
Okay.
Really. And so when you're downloading this, the reason they can make it free is because these other companies throw their adware in there. And adware is like pop-ups and things like that.
Okay.
So if you are, after you've downloaded something, you notice after a couple of days you're getting some pop-ups. Some of them are probably even things that you're interested in, mm-hmm. because they can, you know, tell where you've been, and they can follow the things that you're looking at. And so when we were talking about this before we went online, what did you ask, Paul?
I just clicked on some adware. You know, it says little adware on the bottom.
Yep.
And I just clicked on that, and Joe hollers, "Don't click on it! Don't click on anything!" Joe, you're pretty conservative that way, huh?
I like to tell my grandma, if it looks like you should click on it, don't click on it. Especially on Facebook, a lot of times that's a big time, and people bring things in. They'll click on a little ad that's click here to see these pictures of whoever, whatever celebrity or whatever you click on. And you'll be scrolling through, and here pops up, your computer has 20 viruses, call this number now or whatever. And that's kind of what's happening is you click on something you're not supposed to click on, and they're getting access to your computer that way.
Okay.
And so this particular gal, something popped up and said, you have 24 drivers that need updating. And, you know, that sounded pretty serious, and says, well, click here and we'll do it for you. And this business claims to be able to, you know, optimize, recover things, restore peak performance, things like that. But it actually does just the opposite of what it's promising to do. What it will do is it runs and it looks like it's cleaning things up, but what it's doing is installing junk on your computer, and it ends up taking up all your space.
Mm.
And then it also throws these other adwares on there that lead you to more bad sites. And then once your computer starts performing poorly, mm-hmm. then they say, oh, now you need to upgrade because you really are messed up now. So now you need to buy the version, you know, and then you're paying money. And yeah, it's pretty bad.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's another note I saw on it. If you go online and say, how do I get rid of this? And they will have links that say, you know, use this, download this software to remove the program. A lot of that comes from the people who created it.
Mm.
So you can't actually do that either. And this article that we found did recommend that you take it to someone you trust to remove it. Take it to, you know, a reputable company like Rural Solutions.
Yep, there you go. There's a reputable company.
Yeah.
So your suggestion is... a lot of people are happy clickers.
There we go.
Aren't they, Joe?
Yes. Like I was saying, you can go on a lot of websites and it'll have a big blue button that says download here or whatever for whatever you're trying to download. A lot of times these big fancy buttons that you see are actually not what you're supposed to be clicking on. That's what they do. They do it for a reason, to click on them because you think you're supposed to. A lot of the times, if you read through the article, it's just going to be a little tiny link that says just download now. That's the same font, same colors, all the other text. So you look for something like that. Don't look for the big fancy ones. Those are the ones that end up leading to downloading viruses, downloading malware, downloading whatever you're not supposed to.
Okay.
And, you know, and it's not just, you know, we think of pop-ups that they're annoying, but these are actually cyber criminals who are doing these things mm-hmm. because they want your data. They want to know what your history is, what your habits are, and then they can even, you know, get into things to figure out what your passwords are and that kind of thing. So it's,
good. You know, well, I used to be a happy clicker. There, I said it right. How about that? I used to be a happy clicker, and just because of doing a show with you guys, I've learned to really watch what I'm clicking on, because it hasn't gotten me in trouble before.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Nasty stuff.
Well, something else that I've learned is you can't just remove the particular download that you downloaded mm-hmm. that originally started the problem, because in the meantime, all these other things have been added.
Okay.
And so sometimes it's hard to identify what those are.
Okay. Before we quit, I have a question.
Okay.
This happens on my home computer, and I'm pretty sure it's legit, but I'm going to throw this out to you guys. It says my Norton virus is going to expire in 16 days, and the next day it's Norton virus is going to expire in 10 days. Now it's up to 9 days, and I haven't done anything with that yet.
Well, you know how you can figure that out? Is go to Norton.com and sign into your account.
Okay.
Oh. And then you'll know for sure.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It sounds legitimate. You're right. It does sound legitimate. And
so can I sign up in my account then once I'm in my Norton account instead of clicking on that, Joe?
Yes. Yep. Norton, for example, like she was saying, you can go to Norton and just log in and go to my status, and usually says you purchased blank Norton and
about a year ago.
Yep, and it has 365 days, and you have 15 days left. Okay. And it can go subscribe now, so you can automatically do it every year, or just pay for the monthly, or just go back to the free. It gives you a whole bunch of different options.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Mostly it gives you the option to upgrade and to it automatically, actually, when you sign up for Norton, it automatically puts you on auto renewal so that it'll charge your credit card every year. So if you don't want to be automatically renewed, then you have to go in and make that change.
Okay.
And some people don't realize that. And
what's that cost usually for Norton? I don't mean, see, there's no price on that.
Usually $50 a year.
$50
but
a year?
You know, for the basic one. But you can get all sorts of upgrades, and I don't really know that those are necessary.
Okay. The upgrades?
Yeah.
It depends on which one you have. There's a lot of different antiviruses. If you're wondering if it's a legit one or if it's a bad one. So for an example, this one that they brought in, it took me a whole 2 minutes of searching the web to realize that it's not a good one.
Okay.
So if you type in Norton into your computer, there's going to be things that pop up. Norton reviews, Norton, is it good or bad? A lot of stuff like that. You can tell if people use it, if it's a good one.
Okay.
You can use that for pretty much any program. If you're suspicious before you download, search Google, just type in blank, what is it, and it'll pop up. This is something you should have. Maybe it's something you shouldn't have.
Okay.
It all depends.
And you should always be skeptical.
Right. Always.
Yeah.
Yep. I never was that way, you know. Happy clicker guy.
You could also bring it into Rural Solutions, of course, if you want us to check if you have an active antivirus or if it is current or needs updating. We can do that for you too, and you can bring that into Rural Solutions in Milbank on Highway 12 or in Madison on Main Street. And you can reach us by phone at 320-698-4747. That's a local number for Madison. And in Milbank, it's 605-438-4747.
All right. Thanks, Teresa. Thanks, Joe, for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
Bob. Good show. Again, as always. Right? All right. That's Teresa Whitty and Joe Weeding with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.